This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
September 4th, we're broadcasting from the heart of the resistance, the InfoWars News Center in Austin, Texas. The enemy is in trouble, but they're launching every weapon system they've got. One of their lying goon terrorists was killed. We tried to gun down a federal task force. Michael Rennell, a lying thug bully, met his end after the cold-blooded killing last weekend. Here he was being worshipped on Vice last night as a hero.
Tonight.
It was a free-for-all, and the police were letting it happen. Had I not acted, I am confident that my friend and I'm sure I would have been killed, because I wasn't going to stand there and let something happen.
A protester linked to Saturday's shooting in Portland speaks to us about what happened that night. To be clear, he hasn't been arrested or charged. We didn't go looking for him, and we have no information where he is now. He went to a freelance journalist, Donovan Farley, who brought it to us. We then sent a freelance filmmaker to tape the sit-down. Tess Owen has been covering extremism at Vice News, and she's here to help us get a handle on this. Tess, do we know anything about this guy, and why is he talking to us?
His name is Michael Rennell, and so far, Portland police have been pretty tight-lipped about what actually happened on Saturday night. The victim's been described as a supporter of Patriot Prayer, which is a far-right group in the area. One night after the shooting, Rennell's name began circulating on 4chan as a possible suspect, and then his name went into social media and right-wing blogs, and then local media, citing police sources, have since described him as a person of interest in the shooting. And conservative media have also honed in on his own social media posts, where he's described himself as 100% Antifa. And Trump has shared that tweet saying that the victim was murdered in Portland by Antifa.
So you've been covering a story from the beginning. What have you found about what happened that night?
So on August 29th, there was this pro-Trump caravan that started in a town about 10 miles southeast of Portland. Portland police knew about the caravan and had apparently been tasked with making sure that it stayed out of downtown Portland to avoid escalating tensions, which there have been running pretty high, more than 90 days of consecutive protests. And still, some parts of the caravan peeled off and made their way into downtown Portland to confront protesters. And then the evening or hours later, the shooting took place.
So, Tess, this didn't happen in a vacuum. Why were pro-Trump supporters there in a caravan? And why was someone protesting against police violence?
So that is disgusting Vice, posing like they're independent journalists. Work over the pro-pedophile network, HBO. Of course, Vice is pro-pedophile. It's back in the news today. They're there acting like this guy's a hero. He did nothing wrong. Well, he pulled a gun and tried to shoot the sheriff's deputies that were on a federal task force there, saying he got killed. And it turns out when they called his sister, she said that it's not bad news that he's dead. Oh, and he was never in the military. That was all a lie, too. Everything comes out of his mouth is a lie. Looking at him, he looks like a devil-worshipping meth head. And if you go to any Antifa event, they all look the same. Glow in the dark, devil-worshipping meth head. Now, do we know he's a devil-worshipping meth head? No, he's just part of a devil-worshipping meth head organization. But I bet all the tea in China that if you get into his records and dig into that, you're going to find probably way more than that. By the way, they have released more information on the first person shot in Kenosha. And even the New York Times admits witnesses said that a shot was fired in Kyle Rittenhouse's way, and that the gentleman leading the attack against him kidnapped, sodomized, raped multiple boys as young as 9. Pedo, allegedly shot by Kyle Rittenhouse, sodomized, molested multiple boys as young as 9 years old. It is a pedophile army of Satanists. The other guy shot was wearing a Baphomet mask. Of course, he had a giant rap sheet as well, and so did the other thug. A group of glow-in-the-dark scum.
I can just tell you right now, almost every one of them is a pedophile. This is an army of Satanists. They want to drain energy off children.
I'm not going to lie to you. I want to stay in the fight against Soros and Hillary and the New World Order. And the only way I do is if you buy a lot of products at InfoWarsStore.com. You got to sell a lot of vitamins and a lot of minerals and a lot of fish oil and a lot of t-shirts and a lot of water filters to fund an operation in the face of the globalists and all the DNC lawsuits. But they're so close to losing right now. Plus, I go out, just like with Info, and I bring you the very best items, the very best products that I personally use and I love. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, check out the products, get some today, share them with friends, review them, and know that you cannot lose because you're fighting the Info War that's fighting the globalists. Plus, these are great products. But I want to thank you for keeping me in the game. I want to thank you for funding our operation. So continue to spread the word and fund InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com. And I salute you once again, once again, once again, once again.
The final countdown as we enter the home stretch into the disaster that will be the contested election of the century. They will then hold the economy hostage. They will then demand Trump step down, or you'll never get your 401ks. And it'll be up to us to remove these criminal scumbags or be their slaves forever. Thank you for joining us on this live Friday, September 4th, 2020 transmission. We are going to be taking your calls throughout the broadcast today, ahead of the War Room with Owen Schroyer at 3 p.m. And then, of course, you've got the special nighttime election countdown show we've been doing with Deanna Lorraine and the rest of the great crew. And I'll be part of that transmission tonight as well. Again, I am Alex Jones, your host. I think the best thing for me to do is just read you the stacks of these headlines in this segment and then drill into these deeper after that. A man linked to killing at Portland protest says he acted in self-defense. So he confesses to Vice doing it, says he was protecting a person of color, even though the video, we now have close-up video of them running up saying, we've got a Trumper, we got a Trumper, pull it out, get him. And the witnesses all said they saw him shoot him in the chest. But we know he's a big fat liar. Portland murder suspect dead after pulling gun on feds during arrest, admitted guilt. Hours earlier in Vice interview, despite outstanding charges and an unpaid fine, Portland killer Michael Reynal was set free by Judge Amy M. Baggio when arrested a month ago, and now two men are dead. Antifa gunman shot dead by cops said he was killing a Trump supporter felt like the start of a civil war. But you know, Nadler, one of the ranking Democrats, he says it doesn't exist. They just have marches with 10,000 people, Antifa. They just burn down buildings all over the country and kill people, but it doesn't exist. Sister of Portland Antifa gunman reacts to his death after he was shot by the marshals, says, quote, I wouldn't say at this point this counts as bad news. Boy, must not have been a very nice person. She doesn't look like a devil-worshipping meth head. He does. Army says Antifa Portland protester. Oh, the Daily Mail, he's a protester. He's not a admitted murderer. Never served in the military. But he said he did. He is a every study shows leftists are the biggest liars on the planet. And they're the biggest virtue signalers on the planet. And they're the laziest scum on the planet. Meanwhile, Instagram video shows Dion K. that they called a little boy. He was 18 years old in thug videos with ski mask friends talking about their exploits. And in the video, he's waving a gun at the police, and people are mad they shot him. Waving a gun at the police. It's like when Antifa walks up to your car and aims a gun at you, you're supposed to just bow down to them. Discover blocks donations to Kyle Rittenhouse crowdfunding page. Now they're not letting the Christian GoFundMe type deal collect money. That's the future. It's here. I can tell you for a fact the NRA has to pay, even though they have perfect credit and hundreds of millions of dollars that come in every, you know, few decades or every few years, really, that they pay like 5% for their credit card processing and have to use, you know, like a shady one, basically. This is how they're driving everybody into the margins who are good and hardworking. It just continues on from there. Meanwhile, professor put on leave after students are offended by Chinese word that sounds like the N-word. And now they're announcing other words that sound like it are being banned. My God, talk about superstition. Talk about mindlessness while we're all losing our basic freedoms. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he's considering state control of Austin's police department. You see, cities and counties are under the state. And then the states are incorporated into the union. But everything is co-equal between the feds and the states, but shared separation of power. The cities are under state law and the voters. So the UN can come in and take over the cities and get a bunch of Soros district attorneys put in, but the governors and the legislatures can just render them powerless and come in and remove them or make them where they are toothless. And that's what needs to happen. That's extremely constitutional. The mayor is calling it, you know, police state and all this crap. No, the mayor is the police state. Meanwhile, as I mentioned, Docs, pedo, allegedly shot by Kyle Rittenhouse, sodomized, molested multiple boys he kidnapped as young as 7. And he was leading the attack, and even the New York Times admits that someone fired a gun in the direction of Rittenhouse before he shot in the torso and the head of Mr. Pedo. That is one stack out of more than 10 stacks we've got here. Let me just tell you what's in this stack. This is a really important stack today, the COVID stack. COVID on campus, in nearly 5,000 cases identified, none hospitalized, 0 deaths. It's time to play football, Big Ten. 0000, just in these latest testing. And again, the tests are designed to be false positive 90%+. As we told you, now even the New York Times has to admit that. COVID dissident, we'll play this coming up. Violently arrested after backing Melbourne anti-lockdown protests, but tells Facebook followers not to go. So he said, you have a right to protest. This is wrong. It's a police state. But they still didn't like them criticizing their thuggery, so they now came and beat him up. We'll show you the video of that coming. And this is what's coming here. There's no sign of a second wave. Experts, rubbish, Matt Hancock's newest baloney warning. Daily Mail. Muzzle mask for dogs now. Yes, your dog is evil. Need to muzzle mask them or you're bad. Pet owners may wear masks together in post-COVID new idiot living normal. Meanwhile, Russia's COVID-19 vaccine generated an immune system response, they say. I'm not going near it. One-third of Big Ten athletes, again, with COVID-19 have heart inflammation. Penn State doctor says. Now the doctor says, oh, that was an interpretation of what he said. He has no evidence. It's not true. Not true. Not true. He examined no one, saw nothing, saw an article about heart inflammation. It's self-fake. All of it paid for by Bill Gates. The latest, Trump mocks the way Biden wears a mask. That's coming up next segment. So that's just some of the COVID-19 news. Continuing here with what's coming up, Joe Biden rewrites history. Well, that's all they do. Tells Wisconsin audience that Thomas Edison was black. I'm not kidding. And look for snubs to say it's true. I mean, if Biden says it, it's got to be true. I mean, 2.5 million Americans died of COVID. I mean, well, he said 8 billion died. There's not 8 billion people alive, but whatever. Joe Biden rewrites history, tells Wisconsin audience a black guy invented the light bulb. I love it. Hey, I wish Africa invented a light bulb or something, we wouldn't have all the killing and stuff going on. And there was some stuff invented in Africa, in North Africa. So, but I mean, just you know, this cultural appropriation that white people never done anything good, that's going on in Europe and in the BBC, where all the shows now show ancient Britons and like half of them are black. There weren't any black people in Britain 2,000 years ago. And 2,000 years ago, it was a Roman colony. And the people were slaves, and they lived in stone houses. and huts. I mean, it's just like the Africans were. I mean, it's just total, absolute crap, ladies and gentlemen. And it's not taking something away from black people. The mental illness of the left making movies where you'll see ancient Rome and a third of the people are black. There were some black people there, maybe one out of 1,000. But the Romans took white slaves, so they didn't have black slaves from the African slave trade. The Arabs liked black slaves. The Romans wanted white slaves for whatever reason. That's why they were in Albion. That's why they were in Gaul. That's why they were in Germania. That's why they were in the kingdoms of the Visigoths and the Ostrogoths. But again, that's history. It's all being rewritten mindlessly because you can't have any European history. You can't have any of that. No. No, no, no. That's all coming up. There's so much to cover today. I only scratched the surface. A lot of child trafficking news coming out, really scaring the left, as it turns out it's their big business. And Snowden's been vindicated. Stay with us. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
News today.
Well, Bill Clinton has done another little Skype or Zoom interview with one of his minions. He says Trump's going to sandbag himself inside the White House and refuse to leave. That's the same talking point out of Biden, out of Hillary, out of Eric Holder, out of all of them. And you notice again, 14 months ago, I began to see Atlantic Monthly as one of the most important globalist publications. It puts out the talking points a lot of times before the New York Times does, and the New York Times follows their lead. So I've identified it as a major command base, and they admit they are. For disinfo. That's why they've come out and said, unnamed sources said, Trump said, I hate the military. They're such losers. And of course, everybody knows that Trump fetishizes the military. Because his dad really respected it. He went to military academy. A lot of times he wished he'd been in the military. He got the ratings from veterans up from about 10% to 87% at the VA. He got it opened up where if they don't give somebody pretty much immediate care, they can go to a private facility of their choosing. He brought competition to it. But because there was a tornado warning, a huge storm warning, when they were going to a cemetery a few years ago, they said, no, sir, we're not flying the helicopters over there because the rain was coming down sideways. Now, they've gone to the official people that were there. They said, we grounded it, not him. But they go, oh, remember when he didn't lay a wreath 2 years ago? He said in front of everyone, when half the people at the White House are veterans, I hate the military. You're stupid losers. Who believes any of this? The same media says that I say there are slave colonies on Mars with American children. I offered a $1 million reward for where I said that. I never said that. But mainline news with that headline. They said I lost a suit in Sandy Hook for a book titled, and AP ran this, and Market Watch. Owned by the Wall Street Journal, owned by Fox, they ran a headline saying Alex Jones lost Sandy Hook lawsuit for a book, No One Died at Sandy Hook. I never read the book. I'm not in the book, I'm told. I haven't interviewed Professor Fetzer about his book. But we had lawyers send them letters, and they said, go ahead and sue us. We don't care. Because they want the perception of that. Because they use that in filings against me to tell banks that I'm a bad business, I've lost a lawsuit. We found out what they did. And I'm in the process of probably going ahead and just having to sue G2 over this. But that's why they engage in criminal activity. Because they will take a certified lie like that, but if it's in mainstream news, it is used as proof. That's how they can look at Sean King, who's obviously doesn't have a drop of African in him. But if he says he's black and they say he's black, he is. And they've got new people coming out, turns out, aren't black at all. People with blonde hair and blue eyes, folks, go kink their hair and put on brown contacts and skin toner. And then the news tells you they're black. Just like a man with a foot-long tallywhacker who can go into the British government and have them order a female nurse to do a pap smear when there is no cervix. And if the nurse doesn't do it, she's fired. That's abusing a woman with a mentally ill person and the state saying, you will pap smear his penis. That's on record. It's now, and you're like, why would they do that? That's crazy. No, it's a cult. They tell you 2.5 million are going to die. Then they use all these fake numbers. They're caught lying about everything. Whole meatpacking plants are tested. Half the people have it. Then, of course, none of them get sick because they don't have it. But they don't care. They keep pressing it. And so it's now 1,000,000,000% on record that they are going to contest the election. And then when Trump contests it and says this is fraudulent, with their mail-in ballots that are proven to be frauds, they're going to say, well, we're not leaving. And under the Constitution, on January 20th, if it's not been chosen, the president has to leave office and Nancy Pelosi becomes president. And that's why she said, I've met with the COG. That's the continental government. That's FEMA. That's the deep state. And I am in second in command, and I will be president. Should I play the clip again for you from a month ago, 5 weeks ago? I played it probably 35 times. Serious. You want me to get it for you again? Because she didn't say that for no reason. They're going to do it. So I'm going to ask you all a question. What are we going to do about that? We have to have the states certify when these ballots are fraudulent, and they are on record, that they are frauds, and we have to boldly be out the street saying no, and there's got to be lawsuits filed at every level immediately to block the left of the globalist, and Trump has to rally the people and have it declared that he won. But if they can push it out, they're going to have civil unrest, the economy's going to implode even worse. I predict the deep state will release a more virulent form of COVID-19. They have this whole war gamed out where it's going to be weak. It's not going to kill many. They'll be caught with fake numbers. They'll seem illegitimate. People will be pissed. And then new strains will be released of a super pneumonia that is going to just devastate. I'm pretty sure that's what they're going to pull. I mean, I can look at all the pieces, and that's what I would do if I was them. That's why separately, if you have super amounts of vitamin D3, vitamin C, and zinc in your blood, you basically cannot get these viruses. That's on the NIH website, that they're essential and that viruses cannot replicate in the mitochondria if you have high levels of zinc, D3, and C. And so that's why they don't want anyone knowing that, and that's why they're running around telling everybody that there's nothing that can help you, you're all going to die, because they want you to just sit there and die. And why does it kill so many old people? They're inside, they're not in the light, and the intestines, as you get older, stop absorbing as much nutrients. That's why old people need higher recommended daily allowances. That's in all the studies. And they've got horrible processed crap food in the nursing homes. For God's sakes, man, go volunteer locally, bring your dog in, let the old people pet them, wheel them out in the sunshine, bring a little sunshine lamp in the winter for them, and treat them with a little bit of dignity. And don't let them just kill them this winter, because they are going to wipe out. And that's this whole globalist plan has all these facets, and it's designed to hit every one of the, it's a symphony of destruction. It's a symphony of evil. And Bill Gates is obsessed with getting rid of old people and euthanizing them. He said that. And so this is designed to kill old people. That's why almost all the deaths have been above 80 or had serious comorbidity, other serious problems. And so the stronger version will be the same, but it will kill almost everyone above the age of 65 that comes in contact with it. Then there'll be a total lockdown, and then they'll roll out the tracker chips and all that. But see, Trump isn't going along with that, so he's got to be removed. This is such a big battle. It's a lot bigger than Trump. This is for all the marbles. They're making their move against humanity. We'll play all those clips coming up.
Going back more than 20 years ago, I coined the term the false left-right paradigm from reading the books by Carol Quigley, Zbigniew Brzezinski, and others, how they described powerful institutions and foundations, successful takeover of the left parties and right parties in Europe and the United States. It didn't mean that those parties didn't have differences before. They were able to get control of the leadership of both and manipulate the public with the illusion of change and the illusion of a fight going on like WWF wrestling or something. With Trump and with our populist movement taking over the Republicans, This is a real populist movement. Doesn't mean it's perfect. And you know it's real because the Democrats, the power structure, the Chi-Coms, and the entire old Republican leadership have all endorsed Joe Biden. That's why I'm supporting Trump. It's about Americanism, not globalism. It's about ending the one-sided trade deals. It's about defending our borders. It's about defending the right to the Second Amendment and pro-life. And Trump's doing all of that.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Metal brain corrodes.
get into it right now. Speaking of its metal head corroding, its cranium. Bill Clinton looking particularly evil, gleaming with predatory hate, staring through a Zoom portal at the rest of us like a demon in another dimension. He said Trump is going to barricade himself in with sandbags, and the same thing, the military is going to have to come dig him out. So they just keep setting the stage for this, and they told us that's what they're going to do, and they pumped out from their own cities and states the illegal ballots that are, again, they had a Jimmy Carter commission. In fact, if you guys pull up the clip I didn't play yesterday of William Barr on Wolf Blitzer, where he explains, you know, there was a bipartisan commission that found these random mail-in ballots are the recipe of fraud, and they're illegal in more than 15 states. Well, then you see going, oh, these are like absentee ballots. No, they're not. You request an absentee ballot. You get it. It's on the rolls. You send it in. And by the way, they're constantly, the Democrats are always snatching and stealing and manipulating those. And they've convicted so many postal carriers of messing with ballots before, it'll make your head spin. They busted a bunch just the last few weeks because people are so crazed. In fact, before we play the Clintons, let's play Barr with Will Blitzer. Here it is.
Good. If you tried to vote a second time, you would be caught if you voted in person.
That would be illegal if they did that. If somebody mailed in a ballot and then actually showed up to vote in person, that would be illegal.
I don't know what the law in the particular state says.
You can't vote twice.
Well, I don't know what the law in the particular state says and when that vote becomes final.
Any state that says you can vote twice?
Well, there's some, you know, maybe that you can change your vote up to a particular time. I don't know what the law
is,
so I'm not going to offer.
He was saying Tesla
system. Well, you know, well, if you know what he's saying, why are you asking me what he's saying?
He doesn't believe in the mail-in voting. You're the Attorney General of the United States.
Why does he? Yeah.
You know, he said if you expand mail-in voting, this is the president.
This is, you know,
reckless.
Well, this is a, you know, sort of cheap talk to get around the fundamental problem, which is the bipartisan commission chaired by Jimmy Carter and James Baker said back in 2009 that mail-in voting is fraught with the risk of fraud and coercion.
But since then,
and,
there
and until
a lot
this administration
well, haven't proved it.
Let me talk.
Yeah, please.
And since that time, there have been in the newspapers, in networks, academic studies saying it is open to fraud and coercion. The only time the narrative changed is after this administration came in. But elections that have been held with mail have found substantial fraud and coercion. For example, we indicted someone in Texas, 1,700 ballots collected from people who could vote. He made them out and voted for the person he wanted to. Okay?
Because
that kind of thing happens with mail-in ballots, and everyone knows
that. But there are individual cases, but as far as widespread fraud, we haven't seen that since.
Well, we haven't had the kind of widespread use of mail-in ballots that's being proposed. We've had absentee ballots from people who request them from a specific address. Now what we're talking about is mailing them to everyone on the voter list when everyone knows those voter lists are inaccurate. People who should get them don't get them, which is what has been one of the major complaints in states that have tried this in municipal elections. And people who get them are not the right people. They're people who have replaced the previous occupant, and they can make them out. And sometimes multiple ballots come to the same address with a whole generation.
I just like Barr. I mean, he's so well-spoken. He'd had a talk show. I'd watch it. I hear him on every subject. It's like he actually knows what he's talking about. And he is establishment, but the old establishment that just wanted to run America and be rich and powerful. The new one is Chi-Com globalist and wants to wreck it and then buy it all up for pennies on the dollar. And I don't lionize Barr, but he understands that you got to stop this New World Order takeover. Because Americans are going to fight it. You're going to have a civil war. Anybody that's smart knows they're going to lose it. Do I want to have this happen? No, because it's destructive. It's dumb. And our enemies will sit back and laugh at it. At some primitive level, do I want to crack some heads and, you know, metaphysically piss on people that have done this to us? Damn right I do, but I'd rather not go down that road. But I'll tell you, we go down this road, I probably won't survive it. A lot of you won't survive it. But the enemy will be annihilated. This won't be like other wars. They will be ideologically hunted down and dealt with because they're doing it to us. They're trying to purge us. They're trying to annihilate us and saying they're going to annihilate us because we're an open, free society and these are authoritarians and they think we're weak. And people like Nadler get up there and they go, oh, Antifa's rioting. He goes, it doesn't exist. And I've had friends and family tell me, they've had leftists tell them, Antifa doesn't exist. And that's just like when they go, pedophilia isn't going on while all their publications promote it. Because a bunch of them are pedophiles. They've really infected a lot of people. We've really got a case of evil. And speaking of that, let's just go to this clip. I'll play the COVID dissident being violently attacked next segment. This is bad out of Australia, but let's play this now. Let's play Joe Biden saying that a black person invented the light bulb. Now, back when I was a kid from Schoolhouse Rock, by the time I was 4 years old, I knew Thomas Edison had invented the light bulb and the telephone and a bunch of other stuff, and that Marconi invented the radio. I mean, when I was 5 years old, I knew stuff like that. But you don't get that in cartoons now. And cartoons literally have pedophile crap in them for five-year-olds now. They teach five-year-olds how to masturbate in public school now. I mean, this is just over the top, man. They want to ruin our children's innocence because statistically it lowers their IQ and screws them up and makes them zombies and makes them 50% of the time in every major study, roughly, some are 45, some 60, the studies upwards of 50% or higher become pedophiles. So like vampires that bite you and you become one, if they don't drain you, it's the same thing. Spiritually, as an archetype, they become pedophiles. And the more they rape, the more they create. Because the human adapts to the abuse and under Stockholm syndrome accepts it. Here he is saying a black person invented the light bulb.
It'll be a whole heck of a lot better. We'll move a lot further down the road. People fear that which is different. We got to, for example, why in God's name don't we teach history in history classes? A black man invented the light bulb, not a white guy named Edison. Okay? There's so much. Did anybody know before what recently happened?
Hell?
That Black Wall Street in Oklahoma was burned to the ground? Anybody know these things? We act because we don't teach them. We got to give people facts.
All right, that's enough. By the way, he does that on purpose, okay? That's not just the senility. It's like saying it's a European virus. Again, it's unbelievable. It's all about racial division, and it's about making you see everything as something racial. Okay, I get it. The telephone, the computer, it all got invented in Wakanda by the Black Panther. But they couldn't invent a cure to cancer in Wakanda. I wish Wakanda existed. I'd go visit there. It was a free country. I'd move there.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
We are back. I am your host, Alex Jones. Thank you for listening to us. Thank you for checking out our claims. And then thank you for taking action. We are 59 days out from this consortium of foreign powers and megacorporations that are setting up their private corporate world government, throwing the country into further disarray, attempting to crash the stock market, attempting to keep you out of work, attempting to stop our recovery because it's about global governance. What is the New World Order? It is a group of megabanks and corporations, according to John D. Rockefeller, David Rockefeller, all of them are on record in the Council on Foreign Relations publication, going back to 1922. With the plan to transfer power out to corporations who would then form their own private global government. And they're going to do it, and now the Clintons have come out and said, that's the plan. Because they know we've exposed their plan. They know that we are out there doing countermeasures to warn people about it. And so they went ahead and came out. We forced them to go public, and that's my job, is to cover the topics that other people are aware of, but they know you will be censored or taken off the air for. We have to normalize the truth and make it safe for others. InfoWars is about being shock troops that go in and smash the enemy's gateways to then draw out the enemy so we know their real numbers as a gambit, as a pawn sacrifice, so that the main force can come in and win. And that's always been my instinctive job, is the pawn sacrifice. I am the pawn. I am here to be sacrificed. But I will tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that we have more to do before we reach that point. But it is my intent to become so destructive to the New World Order that they are forced to move. You don't think Colonel Travis wasn't aware of what he was doing? He was sent down there to carry out that mission and hoped he'd live, but wrote home to his family that he would probably surely die, victory or death, because there's things bigger than just this short life. There's eternity on the other side. And when you know that, you're not scared anymore, ladies and gentlemen. Now, all of you can decide what you're going to do. It's all about pawn sacrifice. That's how the pawn becomes the king. And not because the pawn wants to be the king. The pawn has to sacrifice itself so that the whole system that's good can survive and not have the evil system take over. This is the true nature of real leadership. All right, let's lay it out right now. COVID-19 is a real man-made virus. They're going to have more deadly versions they release later. That's totally clear. It's a franchise owned by Gates, so he can save us from the problem he creates, but really hurt us into the cashless society control grid, and its main aim will be in this first wave of viruses to wipe out old people. And even the Daily Mail has top experts saying there is no second wave. There was never the giant wave. The government estimates were 20, 30, 40, 50 times better than they were. Those are using numbers of other dead. It's the same formula all over the world, the same scammers, the same UN program. That's how this is top down. And again, one-third of big tech athletes with COVID-19 have heart inflammation. The doctor came out and said, oh, I just saw something about maybe it causes heart inflammation in a news article, so I just said they have it. It is absolutely a lie. It's a fraud. And so more and more, the Democrats are having to come out and say, okay, maybe we are going to end the quarantine. Maybe we are going to end the total lockdown because the emperor's new clothes are a fraud. The emperor's butt naked. Pelosi's been caught throwing her salon under the bus, saying she believed no one would be there so she'd have to wear a mask, as if these elitists don't follow the same rules they give us. It's disgusting. It's right there in front of you. And that's what Trump understands. And then we've got the fact that they did Big Ten testing of 5,000 athletes, not just in the football program, but others, and found zero hospitalizations, illnesses, or deaths. Because it's all a giant hoax. So what do? When they know their hoax is falling, they get cities like New York and other areas they have control, like Ohio, or places like Madrid that's been under martial law since Franco got in the 30s of the Spanish Civil War. And you've got Australia that's been a prison colony, and you've got Melbourne that's a police state, and that's a real police state with bad government and bad cops. Again, cops can be good, just like the U.S. military can be good in World War II, and the German military was bad because of Hitler, not because the Germans overall were bad. They had bad leadership. And Hitler kept what he was doing compartmentalized. So when you see these Australian police, these are evil people. And you look at their eyes. They're evil. They're hateful. They're enjoying what they're doing. And they come to people's houses now and beat them up. They choke women on TV because they're not wearing a mask. Or you're out after your curfew and they choke you. Because they're there to drive you into submission and scare you. So masked men, notice it's all very occultic, they come and break in your door and attack you. COVID dissenter violently arrested after backing Melbourne anti-lockdown protest. James Bartolo, a former soldier, bodybuilder, and a man who, in his own words, fights against the corrupt and failed system, was raided and attacked for his speech. This is the new Soviet Union. This is us becoming North Korea or Communist China. This is outrageous. And Australians are getting really pissed. Even their bar association says it's wrong because they let Black Lives Matter have demonstrations. And I say they have a right too. So let's not get caught up in this thing of, oh, Black Lives Matter is endangering us. It's a hoax. Don't go, oh, the Democrats don't follow the rules. They're bad. Tattle on them. Because it's all a fraud. Don't say, oh, look, you're not wearing your mask. Point out the whole thing's a fraud. So here's the video of the goons coming. Masked men to arrest someone for thought crime. Here it is.
Toilet? Yeah, I've just gotten up.
One?
What?
Are you going to open the door, yes or no?
Give me a minute.
No, now.
What is this in regards to? What's it in regards to? You haven't told me anything.
Incitement
for what?
You know you've spoken to your colleagues on the online, or no?
I told them not to go to the protest.
Well, come and tell me that.
Well, I'm telling you right now. I can speak to you right now.
Open the door.
Now, why do you want me to open the door when I'm speaking to you guys right now? Why? Well, just explain what you're doing first, and then perhaps I'll comply easily. But you're just yelling, you got people everywhere. Explain, just talk to me properly. Like, what is going on? You've just rocked up with force, got no idea, like early in the morning. Can you just explain, and then I will open the door? Well, what's it to do with? Yeah, hold on. What's it to do with, though? What have I done?
Come down and open the door.
No, you didn't tell me.
We did. Wait.
Yeah, okay, search warrant for what? What are you suspecting me of doing?
He said he's going to come downstairs. He's not, so...
Yeah, wait, to do with what? No, if you do that, I will charge every single one of you. I'll take you to court, and you're going to lose. Look at that no trespassing sign, yeah? There's 7 court case precedents from the Supreme and High Courts of Australia.
You said you're coming down, you're not?
Yeah, because I'm trying to talk to you first. You're not telling me what you're doing.
We've told you.
Yeah, what's a search warrant for what? What gives you the authority to have a search warrant? Whoa, you do that. You know what? Leave my shit. Don't break my stuff, you retard. Hey, stop breaking my shit! Leave my shit! Whoa. Okay. Alright, stop. I'm just done. Okay. Alright. Okay, stop.
You're
listening!
This is secret police. This is tyranny. And they've announced the Global Clinton Initiative runs this worldwide and is getting money from dozens of countries and hundreds of states. The Global Clinton Initiative gets part of the money from Google that Governor Abbott gave them hundreds of millions to run contact tracing in Texas. They're already tracking your phones. They're already controlling you. It's the social credit score rollout, and they're getting the money for it. Okay? And it's totally criminal, and it's going to be used to track you forever now. And they're coming with the forced inoculations. They're coming with the apps. It's absolutely out of control. Abbott gave $295 million to these people, and part of it went to the Clintons. Abbott is either super stupid, which he's not, or he has sold us out. And it's really a sad thing to watch this treason. Disgusting. It's absolutely unbelievable. I want to thank you all for your support yesterday. I fired the bat signal out to people. It was 100% what's going on. I hope at some point people let you know what's happening, but I think you're smart and can figure it out. If you want to get products, T-shirts, books, films, supplements, you need to get them now while we're able to still even operate and get you this. We need your financial support so we can continue to operate. I need to know how much money we're going to have into the future to decide on the operation. We're going to have to stay the same size or contract. I don't want to contract in the face of the enemy. I want to expand. So your prayers, your word of mouth is for all of us, and I thank you and I salute you. But go to InfoWarsStore.com. We've got this sale extended to the weekend. I don't even know what the new sale is going to be. We're just under such siege here. But because of you, we're still in the fight. So go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. Keep us all in the fight for your future and our future together.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.